Roz began closing the blinds in the chemistry room as his sister Charlotte entered the room. She glanced at the mysterious young girl sitting a distance away from the center of the room, before looking angrily towards her brother.
"What do you want?" she asked.
He simply looked at her, smiling contently. She paused in confusion before turning to run, but it was too late. Her brother grabbed her hand and forced it behind her back and pushed her against the long, hard chemistry table. Still smiling, Roz beckoned to the young girl in the corner, who took her place bent over the table with Charlotte. Still holding his sister in place, Roz slowly dropped his pants to reveal two monstrous penises, each joined to him at the top of an enormous, pulsating scrotum. Then, using his free hand, he ripped his shirt from his body, revealing two black wings. Like lightning, his giant sex instruments became hard and ready. Feeling the brush of one of the mighty penises against the back of her leg, Charlotte's eyes rolled into the back of her head as the repressed memories came flooding back. She struggled, but knew it was hopeless. Feeding on her fear, Roz thrust his mighty love stick into her anus, as he had so many times before. His second rod also entered the other young girl, but in her mic apps. Charlotte, paralyzed with a hideous combination of pain and pleasure, could not scream for help as her brother violated her in the most brutal way. She hated to admit it, but she had become somewhat used to the ordeal, if that was at all possible. After minutes that seemed like hours, she became limp and entered a state of semi-consciousness. Roz removed himself from both the women. Leaking blood and semen onto the pristine chemistry room floor, he dragged her off the table and threw her to the side of the room. He walked to the rear of the classroom towards the supply closet. Opening it, he was greeted with a soft groan. Roz took hold of the leash and led an orangutan out of the closet and into the sickly fluorescent light. The ape, wearing a studded collar that read Kevin, ambled along the floor past the bleeding Charlotte and into the position on the table she once occupied. Roz, somewhat awkwardly with his black wings outstretched, walked back to the table. Feeling the rush of blood to his powerful lower half, he was ready to begin again.